One of the most critical pieces in anyone's avodas Hashem, in doing what's right, in assuring that we do what's right, in following the right path in life, is to realize that things, ideas, values have to be internalized. You know, it's about midos, it's about values, but it's inside. It's not outside, superficial, like want to do something. And there's a strange example of this in the Ralbag, in Parshas Vayechi, where Yaakov Avinu asked to be buried in Kvuras Ovos. He has to be buried together with his family in the Moras HaMachpelah. So the Ralbag says, Sheroy Lo'odim Sheyischaber Im Anshei Mishpachtoi B'chayov. A person should connect, be close to, have a good relationship with his family in his lifetime. A very practical thing. It doesn't even seem to be midos. He doesn't even call it midos. But practically speaking, if a person maintains a close relationship with his family, then he will be in a situation where when he needs their help, when he gets older, whenever the times are difficult, he has a problem, he'll be in a better situation that they will be ready to help him because he has this close relationship. And he says, Haloi tire. You know what the proof is? Ki gam achar hamoves ishtadel Yaakov sheyia im anshe mishpachtoi. Yaakov Avinu wanted to be with his family even after he passed away. He wanted to be buried with his family. Here we're talking about be close with your family, have a good relationship with them, because if you have a good relationship with them, you'll be able to get help from them when you need. Well, here now, he says, the proof is, because Yaakov Avinu wanted to be together with the family, even to be buried, that's why, for this reason, because he wanted to be together with the family, and that syndrome, that idea of together with family, which leads to help, he wanted to, that's why he asked Yosef to bury him in Moras HaMachpelah. And of course, it's very strange, because this is after his death. When he's dead, he's not going to get any benefits from his family. I don't know what you'll come up with over there, but Lemaisa, it's not Lemaisa. They're not going to do anything for you. I'm going to be there, be buried. It's easier for everybody to come together, but that's not a... it's not the same idea. And he says the idea is, it should learn from here, because so how do you learn from the fact that he wants after that has to do with Bechayov? Seems a very strange comparison. I think the pshat must be that if a person really wants to benefit from family, he's going to need family, and he wants to connect with them, that connection has to be so deep that it's like automatic that, of course, it's so much a part of me to be part of the family that even after I die, I want to be buried together with the family. That emanates not from the practical aspect that they're going to help me, but from the emotional aspect that I've so internalized this concept of I have to be close with my family that it carries over. And when we see Yaakov so makbid on that, after his death, to be buried together with his obis, with his parents, his grandparents. So he said that is the indication that this is so deeply a part of him that a person really has to imbibe this value, this hanhoga in life, that he has to be close to the family because that's what he's going to benefit. So the after death desire, when it's not relevant in terms of being held, is a proof that it must have been so deeply ingrained that, of course, I'm alive now and I have to be buried with my family. The reason is no longer there, but the benefit was so deeply ingrained that it carries over to later. So I think just an example of the values that we have in life, if they're not penetrated to the depths of our being, if it's just something that's superficial, if it's an action, it has to reach the core of my being, and then And that's why the after death was indicative, because if it wasn't so deeply rooted, then the after death wouldn't be relevant, because the purpose is not relevant. All right, let's leave that for a moment. There's a Meiri here in Sukkah, and it's interesting what he says. He says, Gedoyla minas gemilas chasodim yosem in atzloka. Gemilas chasodim is even greater than tzloka. Shat tzloka b'moinoi. Tzloka you give with your money. Gemilas chasodim, then begufa oib b'moinoi. You do with your physical being, with your body, and with your money. Begufoi, sheterech b'nyoni chaveroi. You go out and put a tircha, do things, put out extra effort to help somebody else. B'moinoi. And even gimilas chesed b'memoyne is also more malveloi boiso b'shasta chokoy v'ashilo kelov. He lends him money. He lends him his kelim to use. Stoka l'aniim. Stoka is only for aniim. Gimilas chasodim aflashirim. Even to rich people, the stoka is limited. It's only for poor people. Gimilas chasodim do to anybody. You lend money, a rich person too doesn't have money. You lend the money or you. Whatever, help him in his business or so forth. Menachem Aveilim, Avakir Choylim. This is what you do. This is Gmilas Chasodim. Tzoka Lechayim. Tzoka is limited only to people that are alive. You don't give tzoka to dead people. Gmilas Chasodim Af Lemesim. You could do Gmilas Chasodim Mesim. Melaves HaMes. You do Levaya to follow the Mes. Menoise Es Mitosoi. Vesoifte Vekoivro. You carry the Mito. You say a Hespid. You bury him. The Afat Tzoka. And even tzedakah itself is expanded much more, doubled, and it's much more than the original giving of the money when it has the gemilas chasodim in it. Why? I'm matriach to take it to his house. I'm really giving, taking in the oni. I'm really giving him food, but I'm toreach to cook it and to bake it and to cook it. Elite lo pasa fuyo ubosim mebush. I could have just given him flour and meat. No, I want to bake the flour. I want to cook the bosor. Lekadim hano also. His hano should be sooner. I'm doing something to bring the hanoah sooner. If he has to cook it himself and bake it himself, it's going to take longer. Chol kayetzim azeh. Mimasha noisen liboy v'daitoy l'toivosoy shel oni hamakablo. All these types of things where he puts his heart and his das for the benefit of the oni that's going to get it. This is even a tzoko which has in it gmilas chasodim. L'midas gmilas chasodim lomadeto. All of this shows that Gmilas Chasodim is stronger than Tzedakah. Who? She'omru u'ra'u lochem li Tzedakah, kitzru l'fi chesed. Zaru lochem, plant Tzedakah, but reap it according to chesed. Zerea sofek oichel v'sofek eino oichel. When you plant, you might have a growth, whatever it may be, the wheat or the thing you plant may be successful, maybe not. Koitzer, when you harvest it, vaday oichel, then you have vaday oichel. So that's what he says about gemilas chasodim. Another meiri over here in Tehillim, he says, Omra chochom, hanoisin elef prutos le'elef aniyim. You give 1,000 prutos to 1,000 different aniyim. Oy be'elef pe'omim yoiser, oy be'elef pe'omim yoiser nodiv me'hanoisin elef zehubim lo'odom echot. If you give elef prutos to elef aniyim, or elef peomim, you give. It's more of a nodiv than one who gives elef zehuvim l'odom echod. And once I give him one big check for $1,000. No, better I give each one individually, or I give to each person individually. I give more individually, each one again and again and again and again. That's better. Opam achas. Sheze yo'iruruhu hanedivus pam achar pam. This awakens in him this leader of the divus of giving of a person who is going to be generous, who's going to be that becomes his nature. Pam achar pam v'zeh pam achas b'chol yomov. Or the big check is once and b'chol yomov. So anyway, so again the repetition, the small amounts, because again and again it seems very clear from over here. What does it mean? Gedoyl amilas chasodim yoseh min atzloka. It seems because even though a person can give the biggest check that there might be, but the Gmilas Chasodim is there's much more action in it. The tzedakah, the only tzedakah that might compete with it is the tzedakah that's given piecemeal. I'm giving you a dollar and another dollar and another dollar and another dollar, or to another person, another person, another person, another person. It seems that the tachlis of everything, the godless, the yardstick to measure what is the greater midah, the greater chesed, the greater accomplishment, is the amount of action and effort that is in it. And tzedakah is much more limited in its effort because you give the money. And the only way to make up for that is by, again and again, all the repetition, as he says in the other Meiri. But ultimately, the definition of what's great is the amount of activity, of action, of effort, because that, he says, is what Neisein Liboy V'dayto L'Toivoso Shel Ha'oni. And as he plains over here, Shezei Ororuhu Hanadivus Pam Achapam. It awakens within him. It's a Chinuch HaMusa, like Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says. The actions are going to change who he is. It's going to affect his internal Midas Hanadivus, his Midas HaChesed. Whereas Tzedakah is just one big action, and it doesn't have that same impact, even though it could be phenomenal in magnitude, but in terms of, and it could maybe accomplish more in the long run in terms of the outside accomplishment. A guy gives $10 million to Tzedakah, who knows what he can accomplish, or to a chesed organization. But to him, it's one action. Whereas if he does it, he's matriach, and even if the tzedakah he's giving, but he does it himself, and he makes sure that it's not, I'm not giving you flour and meat, I'm giving you bread and roasts. And it's a whole different world because of all the actions. So I mention all of this because we want to start something which I think will be very beneficial for the yeshiva. But as Chazal say, Godol mima shebal habayis oisel oni, oni oisel bal habayis, that more than what the bal habayis does for the oni does for the bal habayis. Right here, we're the aniyim, you're the balabatim, whatever that means. And you have an opportunity to help us. And in reality, you will be helped even more. And that is, we need certain small tasks that have to be taken care of. I think there may be something up there, or it's going up there, I'm not quite sure. There's certain things that have to be taken care of, and we need volunteers. And you would say, okay, volunteer, all right, you know, what? Okay, we'll try to help out a little bit. But the benefit, the ultimate benefit, will be for you, whoever does chesed, whoever puts in effort, the additional, you could be doing the greatest thing in the world by giving millions of dollars to tzedakah. But in terms of the nedivus halev, in terms of the hashpah that it has on us, it has to do with what we do. And therefore, the opportunity to do, have a responsibility, have a chore, have an area that this is my thing to try to help out with. And there are a lot of things that we need, and some of them can't just be done by people that are you know, hired for that job. And it's really an opportunity. So I really think that in the name of Chinuch HaMusar, in the name of becoming, you know, if a person is not a Baal Chesed, if a person hasn't imbibed that Midas HaChesed, then the life is very difficult, because marriage is about Chesed, parenting is about Chesed, teaching is about Chesed, living in a society is about Chesed, and it has to be deeply internalized. Even a message like Yaakov Avinu, just that the fact I want to be close to my mishpocha, because that's going to help me, that has to be deeply internalized. I think that's what the Rabbag means, to the extent that after, I'm also wanted, even though it's not rational anymore, but that's my thing, that's what I do. And I think so. It's truly a very powerful opportunity. Sometimes when people learn in the yeshiva, there's an atmosphere that, you know, the world owes me a living. And the truth of the matter is, it's true. People that are sitting and learning are holding up the world. And the world does owe you a living. But you owe it to yourselves. We owe it to ourselves to be mashlim, to refine and to perfect and to and deepen the sensitivity to chesed. The goal is not just to be do chesed, not just to be a bal chesed, but to be a roidif chesed, a roidif tzdok of a chesed. I just run after it. I just pursue it. And these little responsibilities, I think, can go a long way in this area. So therefore, I would really ask everybody to take a look. I don't know how it's going to be presented exactly, but take a look at the options that are there and sign up and take a responsibility. And that chesed, it's volunteering, it's nedivus halev, it's going to be me'irer, as he says, the me'iri, the nedivus. It can be very beneficial to everyone. And the truth of the matter is, as beneficial as it will be to us, it'll be even more beneficial to you.